Welcome to Fan Vibe, the podcast that knows no limits.
Now I've lost it. I know I can kill. The truth exists beyond the gates.
Well, our one-year birthday will be in July anyway. I know. We've got so many episodes to prove it, too. Like, 9 episodes.
Yeah, we're doing so brilliantly. You guys, we'll probably want to try and get more in before the next...
Oh, yeah, that's why we're recording every other week.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, hi, welcome to Fan Vibe, episode 9. Because Payne is a dumbass and he thought it was episode 10, but then he realized it was episode 9 when he looked at his iTunes.
Yeah.
Today we're covering the spectacular event of Anime Kanji, which amazingly I remember.
Yay!
I know. I'm so impressed. And more amazingly, the local con drunk psycho stayed sober for a full 4 days.
3 days.
Three.
Four, technically, because he was there on Thursday.
Yeah, but con doesn't start. Zero.
It's probably gonna be a short episode because we might get joined by Bo-chan. I don't know where Sasori is, as usual.
I
think the termites got her. We got Kashi.
What's up?
And we have Cloud.
Hello.
We're gonna probably do this. Yeah, we're doing this the same way we did the ALA recap, where we go around in a circle and talk about each day.
Okay.
And I guess I'll go first because I was there on day zero.
I wanted because to be it was... there day zero, but I had school.
I was in school too.
So, no.
Are you in high school?
Yep.
Ew.
This is my senior year. I'm done.
Ew. High school is disgusting.
Day zero was
high school
long. Rating. Okay. Day zero was a really long day for me. I left my house about 12. I drove out to LA to go pick up two people. One of who wasn't ready because he had to take care of some stuff for family. So we actually didn't end up leaving LA till like 4:30. Didn't get to the con till like eight thirty. Checked in, got our badges, and that was got ripped off by two people because our room wasn't ready yet. So we went in. A couple of our friends offered us a place to stay, and then when we got there, it's like, oh, by the way, you guys owe us $10 each for 4 hours of staying in their room. And I didn't even stay the full 4 hours because we had to sleep on the floor. And it was very uncomfy. And they were just really loud. So I basically said, fuck it. And I went and slept the rest of the night in my car. But that was my day zero. It was just a weird day. Cloud, did you go on day zero?
Nope. I was in school.
Okay. So, we'll let Kashi begin with day one, then.
I think I left the house at around 6 o'clock, went to class until 7:30, picked up... Oh, I had to go and lug people's ass around, which I hate, by the way. If you've never had a car in your entire life, I'll tell you this right now.
Go. I heard there was a big one you had to lug around, too.
Well, Poxy counts as three. But, if you've never had your own car, fuck off and find your own ride. Even if you give me the gas, it doesn't matter. Because if people have cars who understand, it's not the gas, it's the mileage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That weekend, I realized I got 400 miles on one tank of gas.
If you drive very conservatively, but... Yeah, so, anyway. Got to Connor around 10:30, give or take, and then I had to check in, but other people that I were with did not have to check in. And then I ran around like crazy, had to sign up for the masquerade. Nobody knew where the hell anything was. Retarded people. And then... I don't blame them. They opened up the place, and then I got lost walking around, trying to find my car.
I did the same thing.
I mean, they could have kept it where it was. It was perfectly fine and gave the teachers the freaking, the place that we were at. I don't even know what that place is called. The convention center?
Yeah, the convention center.
They should have given... Yeah, what?
You know how I dressed on the first day, right? For the panel, all dressed, all nice and shit?
Mm.
I kept having teachers asking me where registration was. And other people asking me where stuff at the hotel was. Because apparently, since I had a dress shirt and dress pants on, apparently that means I work there.
Ah, you're a receptionist.
When you walk around this cloud with your Buster sword, they like you. And the little kids wave at you.
I was Advent Children Claude. I was Crisis Core Claude.
Yeah, you look amazing, by the way.
Thank you. But no one else did Crisis Core, so I was like, you know what? I don't want to be Advent Children because everybody does it. So I decided to be Crisis Core Claude.
If I could do Crisis Core, I would.
Why?
Money constraints.
I think
I love Advent.
I like Advent too. I like Cloud.
Cloud's amazing.
But let's see. Back to the first day, right?
Yep.
So there's this guy. Who was? We got there, right? Got our badges, checked into the room and everything, and people. We were waiting for people to get their badges, and then this one Conop guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He walked up to me. You know you're a gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to shoot and whatnot, a quote-unquote shoot. No one needs to know if it is or isn't, but, he's all like, oh, yeah, we can't let you have that walking around. I was like, I kind of read this whole thing. Okay, dude, I'm on staff. I have the freaking email. I can pull it up and show you the freaking email. I have my phone on me. Right? And this guy's like, oh, yeah, you still can't have it. And I was like, it doesn't matter. I mean, kind of thing. So, I mean, if you're having it for a photo shoot, a masquerade, or whatever, it didn't matter. And he's like, oh, you can't have it on the premises. I was like, okay, fine. I'll have it off the premises. You can't tell me to take it off. You know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, and eventually, after arguing with this son of a bitch, I got tired. And
maybe we'll have to repaint the tip at least. Make it.
Or just mark it.
Or that.
No, it's not that. The tip is bright fucking orange.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, the hotel that we were staying at is kind of being a dick.
Yeah.
That's just it. But I gave up after a while, and then I just walked around and I was trying to look around for a bunch of things and what was going on before the fan vibe panel.
I didn't get, like, 2,000 feet out of my room until I had to be escorted back for my Kenshin cosplay. Yep.
I don't know, but like I said, I went to the fan vibe panel planning on staying there until I realized it was time to leave, and then I didn't come back until the panel almost ended. Which kind of really sucked, because I was hoping to stay.
It's no big deal. I mean, you had stuff to take care of, so I understand that.
Well, okay, here's the point of it, is I wanted to go to the panel. I mean, it wasn't a very big panel, no, but I wanted to go to it, because obviously I have a very important position, right, Drew? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
So I was wanting to go, and yeah, I didn't, which made me really sad. Okay, and then that practically ended my day after going eating. I think we went to go eat. And then I set up the Kage no Matsuri, whatever shit thing, mm-hmm. that night, the dance. I helped set up that, because I had to actually do some kind of staff work. And then I went back to the room, and then I fell asleep. That was my day.
My day one was actually really good. Got up at, like...
a godforsaken time.
Well, I didn't go to sleep until, like, 3 a.m., but... So, technically, day one started for me at 12 a.m. in the morning, because... A few of my friends are actually out by my car, having a mini party with like soda and stuff we bought for the ride to the con, mm-hmm. and blasting our radio, and security pulls up and says, "Hey, you can't do that." And we're like, "Oh, okay. What time is it? By the way, officer, what time is it?" They're like, "Oh, it's 12 a.m." We're like, "Oh, we're sorry," and because we were blasting the Lonely Island at Akon. You know, I just had sex. Yeah. Then went back to that room, slept in my car, and then security came up and told me I couldn't sleep in my car, and they were really rude about it by knocking on my window.
Oh, you should have let them break your window and then have them pay for it.
Well, I thought they were gonna break my window after I flipped them off. This was not even convention security. This was hotel security.
Oh, then fuck them.
I know. I told them that.
All you could say was, "Hey, yeah, that's my room right there, the place that the guy charged you the $10 is supposed
to." Oh, no. I was like, "My roommates are dicks. They won't shut the hell up. They've been partying since 12 a.m. I need some sleep because I got a panel today." And they was like, "Oh, okay. We're sorry. We'll leave you alone. Just go back to sleep. We're sorry for bugging you. We thought you were a bum."
Great day to start out, right?
I know. So I fell back asleep in my car, front seat, which is a very comfortable seat, by the way. So after I got up, I got up at like 7 and went to see what was going down at ConOps. See if I could like help with anything, because I know Hector was kind of stressed out about stuff. So I went down to see, and there's a bitter one of his co-chair passed out on the under one of the tables where they do registration, and we had to wake him up because security came and complained and they thought he was a bum, which I could see because he had his pirate outfit on, which is really really ragged. Mister, we checked into our room around 11? Yeah, it was 11. We checked in our room, got our stuff moved in, and then JR moved in as well, and a few other people. Had the fan vibe panel, which actually went really well. It was actually a lot of fun, especially with some of the stories we heard about Pakashi.
I'm never gonna let that shit drop. Oh my god.
Oh gosh, yeah,
I wish I could have been there.
See? See? This is why you don't miss out anything from FanVibe.
Yes. We actually, we had a, like, 15 people, and then two people left when I dropped the F-bomb for the first time. It was a mother and her two kids. I know. Oh, no, wait, that was the other panel. No. There's this mother in the back of our panel, like, we, because I explicitly said that we're explicit, and that don't get offended by our language if you walk out. Her son was the Black Link. I mean, not like, I should not say that word. That just came to my mouth.
What?
Not African-American Link, but just like Black Link with the black outfit. He's sitting there, he's laughing at us, he must have been no older than 15, and his mother's sitting there, like, staring at me, with this, like, you ingrate, you vile mouth bastard, look on her face.
Weren't we and, all cursing anyway?
Yeah. And then I think I also saw her give me the, you stupid drunk stare, because... when I broke up about us from the alcohol-related stories, because that's what makes cons, is the alcohol-related stories. That's where we get our a lot of our good stories from. Like, the story I'm going to tell you guys on about day two. That I wish I could scrub from my mind, but I can't. It is ingrained in there like a, I'm not going to go there either.
Brain bleach.
Yeah. No, I need to read Bleach. But the panel went really well because a lot of the people that showed up were actually good friends of mine, and one of them brought cream puffs, which made it better.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like during the middle of the panel, I actually had to go away real quick because I had to go to the bathroom because I was so nervous that that I didn't drink. I smoked like a pack of cigarettes in less than 24 hours, which is a new record for me. And
so bad.
They made the mistake of putting water on the table, and I kept drinking the water to calm my nerves. Yeah, none of that mixed well with my system.
Alright, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm. Kitty,
how do you even get nervous with a 15 people crowd? And most of them are your friends.
I've always gotten nervous in front of having to perform in front of people.
But you're not performing, you're entertaining.
Okay, when I had to give lectures in front of classes, I'd almost have a nervous breakdown.
Are you sure you don't have any kind of an anxiety attack?
Oh, I know I have anxiety attacks. Let's put it this way. I nearly died from anxiety when I had to get my black belt because I had to do a performance in front of 1,300 people.
And I perform in front of theaters and football stadiums.
But the panel was one of the best parts of the day, so... other than that, I went to the Naruto gathering as well, which I must say, which was a lot better run than the ALA one. The ALA one was just a whole debacle of fail.
Yeah.
And this one was actually a lot of fun. It was really well run.
Ran.
Okay, English Nazi.
Sorry.
Me and Psycho did some fan service for the fans. Unfortunately. It was a lot of fun, though. Got reconnected with an old friend.
Oh, reconnections.
I know.
It feels so good. Okay, I'm done.
It was actually an old ex that I got reconnected with.
Oh, so that song does fit.
In more than one way.
Oh, we didn't need to know that.
No, nothing happened. She had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
So other than that, went out, got food, and then, and then at night, the fun started.
We didn't even know that.
Oh, no, it's not that kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
Right. ran into my friend Joe, who was absolutely drunk, which is kind of funny because at ALA, he was the one who took me back to my room when I was drunk. And it was actually kind of an eye opener seeing it from the other perspective, from the sober point of view. And I actually turned to one of my friends like, "Hey, dude, am I this embarrassing when I'm drunk?" He's like, "No, he's worse." I'm like, "Yeah, I can see," because we made a mistake that we'll never make again. Yes, we made a mistake of taking him to the burlesque show.
Yeah. Just the title announces your mistake.
Never, never, never again. But this was... But oh yeah, before that, I actually went to the last con... Oh wait, no. That was day two. Never mind.
Wow, he remembers his day two.
Yeah, we almost got kicked out by security because he was saying, "Yeah, baby! Yeah, get off!" And... the slur was included too. So
which part of the slur?
His slurred speech.
Oh.
So security was like coming over and like, "No, we've got to get him out of here before we get our badges revoked." So.
Well, actually, he'll just get his badge revoked.
Thankfully, Hector was in the room, and Hector led us out the back way before security could get to us. God, love that guy. So we ended up at the rum party, which Cloud was there for, and they were doing the auction.
No, it wasn't the auction yet. We were still playing poker.
Oh, yeah, and apparently he kept hanging on to her.
He squished me.
And then when they started doing the auction, he kept trying to bid his... he kept trying to bid a glow stick.
Yeah.
He kept what?
A glow stick.
Oh my god.
And then when the security people came over, when the pirate people came over, grabbed the glow stick and threw it out the building.
It was funny.
Lamau.
I am glad to say I had the most money there.
And then he started moping about it. And then I think Cloud saw us when he all started singing, "We'll Make a Man Out of You."
Yeah, I was there.
And basically when Scott climbed up on the table, started singing as well.
Where was karaoke?
Yeah, the guys were just kind of like shaking their heads.
And then when they were closing up at 12, we all started singing closing time.
Actually, I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning they closed up.
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah, the auction was at 1.
And then we ended up the day, I ended the day, going up into one of the hotels, going up to the way to the top floor where they have a conference room, and me, Psycho, Shan-Chan, L, and some other dude, I forgot his name, we ended the day by playing Uno for 3 hours straight.
This is where you bring Monopoly.
Or apples to apples.
Oh god, I love that game, but I hadn't played Uno in at least 6 years. But that ends my day one. So I went back to my room and passed out. Cloud?
So my day one didn't start till way later in the day because I had school. So oh, my kitten's here. Anyway, so
you
I was at
teenager.
School from 6:55 till 2 something because I got out early.
Oh, crap, my nuts are vibrating. Sorry.
Nice.
Don't sit on your phone.
Come here, kitten.
Okay.
My kitten ran away. But, and then finally, I got home. My friend Kat was waiting for me. And so I put all my stuff in her car. Then we went to her house and got stuff. Then we went to our friend Monica's house and picked her up, dropped one of her friends off, and packed the car. And then headed on a 2-hour drive down to San Diego.
Where are you from?
It did not stop. Orange.
Orange County?
Yeah. 2 hours. Yay. And so, 2-hour drive. We did not stop once, and we got the biggest scare of our life on the freeway because, Luna, don't eat that. Bad kid. Sorry. because we were driving in the fast lane. We were going about 85, which was the speed of traffic. a cop, motorcycle cop pulls up next to us, then behind us, and I guess he signaled for us to get over in the lane, to the next lane, but we didn't see him, so he started swerving his bike and then flashed his lights on, and we were like, oh crap, are we in trouble? So we pulled over to the other lane because she'd slowed down, and he just yelled something pointing at the lane we were in and then drove off. So we were just kind of like, okay, what just happened? Turns out there was a crash a little further down the way, like a mile or two down.
He's telling you to get off the lane.
Yeah, because you can't drive by them. It's illegal.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then we finally got to the hotel, and it took us probably about half an hour, probably 20 minutes to park, because we didn't know what the heck was going on.
Oh my god, parking was a bitch.
It was, so our friend had to go and come to us, and then don't you dare jump. Bad cat, bad.
I had an easy time parking.
Well,
I moved
from where they told people who go to convention to park. I moved from there to the Con Hotel parking. Literally, I parked, like, right next to my room.
Yeah, we parked pretty close. And then got all our stuff up. I changed into Link. Ran down, got my badge. Dealer's Hall was closed because it was, what, like, six or so by the time we got there. And so, anyway, go there. We go, ran through the swap meet, and then we went to, the rum party and stayed there forever. And I made a friend who was a Prussia cosplayer, and we ended up putting our spoils together so I could buy her, and then we ended up buying, like, two other people and helping our friends buy their friends in auction because...
You pimp.
By the end of it, we had like 300 or and something coins, and like then I got like 100 more from a friend, and then people who like were trying to get their friends would give us like their 45 or their 90 coins, and so by the end of it, we had, even though we spent a lot of our money, we had like, what was it, 380 coins left. So we cashed out 20 and gave the rest to my friend for the next rum party. And then stood out in the rain and talked. I don't know why we were standing in the rain. And then we went to go back to our room. And some guy randomly ran up to us and said, hey, can I get your number? This is for a dare. And I'm like, I think this was part of your group, maybe. When did you do the dare thing?
That was day two.
Alright, anyway, so he ran up to us. He's like, can I get your number? It's for a dare. You don't have to say yes. And we're like, no. And he's like, okay. And he ran away. We're like... Okay, so I dropped her off at her room, went to mine, and that was my day one. Oh, and I got tackled by my friends. Yay.
Oh, hi, Bo-chan.
Hello.
Bo-chan, what was your day one like?
Pretty tiring and really hectic. Because, I left at 1 in the morning. Because my friends and I had to go pick up my friends. So, I basically got 3 hours of sleep. And so then we were driving down, and at least this time I like remember the whole drive, because the first time I went to Kanji, which was last year, I don't remember the first like 3 hours of the trip. Like my body was on autopilot, so I guess I was glad I was alive, but you know, anyway. So we actually got there in 7.
I would be a sad panda if something happened.
Or a
sad pseudo panda.
What the?
Wait, what? Something about pandas.
Yeah, that's
I would be a sad pseudo panda if something had happened.
Okay. That's nice. yes, but. We actually made it down there in like 7 hours, maybe 7.5 hours. It's supposed to take like 8. But anyway, I was driving 90. So I was like, I'm too tired to be dealing with this.
At least you didn't have to stop over on the side of the road, go pee like me and my buddy did.
Oh no, yeah. They did, but I was like, you guys can hold it, right?
You guys didn't get a picture?
Of what?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do when guys get off on the side of the road. You're supposed to take pictures.
That's terrible.
It didn't stop my sister from blackmailing me that way.
Dude, that's why girls don't pee on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Is that supposed to be saying something, Bo-chan?
It's saying girls have more class.
We do.
Ha!
Yes. But, so we got to the con center and, like, first finding parking was kind of a pain because we didn't know where we were supposed to park because we hadn't, like, checked in or anything. So what we did was we drove around.
Oh, you could have said you were staff.
Stop interrupting me.
Interrupt.
Quiet. But, so we saw signs that said con parking as we followed the signs, and it took us around to, like, the back of the hotel or whatever, the con center. And we parked there, and first they charged us $4 to park there. And we got there pretty early, so we managed to find a spot. But that spot, like, it filled up quick. So my friends really had to go. So we walked through the... because I had never been to that part of the hotel before, so we were, like, trying to find a bathroom. And we found one at the, like, outside of this cafe thing. So, yeah, I was just waiting around while they went. And then we found out that... we could park, like, the actual, like, hotel parking, so I had to go all the way back out. And I found out that, like, the room was, like, at the very edge of where, like, the group of buildings were, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, you guys were just a building over from us.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, because I was
I somehow got a parking spot right in front of my room.
Yeah, I did, too.
I
of course,
know.
I had some. Of course, when the people pulled out to go, like, out for the day, I had one of my friends run down, stand in a parking spot while I go and moved my car.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
we
happened
did that.
To us too.
They were quite pissed when they came back.
That's okay. That's their fault.
I didn't move my car for the whole entire weekend after that.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to go see where we could pick up badges. That place was confusing as ow. All hell.
It was.
Yeah.
It was big.
Yeah. Because originally where we were, like, last year, the con was in that, like, space around where we were staying. So it had, like, the pool and the little courtyard thing, and that was it. But then we had to walk through that, and it was kind of like a maze to navigate to the actual con center.
Mm-hmm.
And, staff did not know anything,
nope.
First of all. We had to ask, like, two or three, like, different people where hotel lobby was, and we got, like, all sorts of confused, and then we finally managed to find it, and that's how, like, I don't know, maps didn't help either, because I don't know where we were. But there were a lot of people who were asking, like, where registration was. And I'm like, well, it's somewhere over there, because, I don't know. Yeah.
And it didn't help that they had two other conventions going on at the same time,
yeah,
too.
That didn't help.
Yeah, I knew there was a teacher's convention, but I didn't know what the other one was.
Cocaine's Anonymous.
Cocaine's Anonymous?
Yeah, people addicted to cocaine.
Oh, but yeah, but after we got all that, like, we were there too early, so my friends couldn't, like, register for a badge yet because they opened at 11. So we got settled in, and then it was a pain trying to find where the, like, where the panel was.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, it's over there. And we're like, okay, that doesn't really help. So, yeah.
So don't worry, the hallway looked like it was, it just ended and it didn't continue.
Yeah, so you had to walk down and then turn and there was another hallway and we're like, oh, okay, I guess. Yeah. So then we went to the standby panel, which was really fun, actually. And then somebody left in the middle of it. But I'm not going to say who.
Hey.
She.
I already said it earlier on my day one, so.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so after that, I was like, okay, I can't really even think straight because I've been up for, like, I don't know, more than 12 hours at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, I really want to go now, but don't think I did. But I can't remember what happened afterward.
Oh, it was the party in the room with Marina.
Oh, right. We had a pizza thing going on in our room. We met up with a couple of friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, free food.
No one told me about free food.
Huh?
No one told me about free food.
But yes. And then I think we hung around with them for a little while, and then I was like, nope, I need to sleep or something.
Yeah, I changed to, what is it, Durarara then.
Oh, right? Yeah, and then you guys went and, like, walked around and took interesting pictures that had something to do with the statue and you being a chair. I think I sense a theme at cons. I think once per con, Kashi's got to be a chair for somebody.
At least it's better than being a stool.
Is it?
And the joke goes over everyone's head.
I got it afterwards. Ha ha ha. But okay. Yeah.
And Sasori, tell us about your day one.
My day one?
Mm-hmm.
Oshi.
Didn't we already talk about day one?
Bad parking.
Sasori didn't talk about her day one.
Oh, she's here. Hello.
Hello. And then I got my press badge, and then I was happy, and then I attended the fan vibe panel, which was, yeah, it was fun. That was kind of like, at first we're like, oh, there's only the two of us, what the hell happened? But it turned out great. I'm glad I could attend, so that was my day one, but also filled with lots of bad crap that happened, which I'm not going to talk about. So
surprisingly, I didn't have any bad crap happen this year. I mean, this time.
That was my worst con ever.
At least we had some shenanigans on day two.
True. That was fun.
That was hilarious.
Okay. So I guess I'll start with day two. Day two is where things kind of got interesting. And I'm under exaggerating a bit. It started out as a normal day. Went in, dropped into Sasori's panel, and I mean Amaibon's panel for Blue Exorcist. Offended a few people as usual.
It wasn't they actually. You didn't offend them. They just left because they had to be somewhere because their Kiba got lost.
Oh, damn it!
He's on a streak here.
Yes, I want to because I offended somebody at my panel, so. I wanted to keep the streak alive. The offensive streak. Without me having the streak.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, there was already enough of that night anyway. Day two was pretty cool. Went to the stories panel, walked around, actually went to the dealer's hall, started collecting ribbons. Honestly, I didn't do that. I didn't do much. I went up to my room, took a nap. Then it started raining, and I decided to go change into my Kenshin cosplay. Since it was raining and the wig already looks like crap, and I was like, you know what, I don't really care right now. The wig looks like crap, but once it gets wet, it'll actually look pretty cool by making me look all rain-soaked. And, didn't get 2,000 feet outside my room until when security came up and asked to see my blade, and I showed them my blade, which is the reverse blade, and it's not sharp at all. Next thing I know, I'm being escorted back to my room, which is it's kind of embarrassing actually, because everyone who sees you knows you're getting escorted back to your room by security. Which has made me want to go out and buy another reverse blade and wield the blade inside the scabbard. And, yeah. So I wouldn't be able to take it out. So I changed back in the pain. It was just a very warmer version of pain. Went out. I basically was just walking around taking pictures day two. Then when darkness fell, that's when the fun for us began. We ended up not going to the rum party because they didn't have any rum.
It was still fun.
They were late on getting the rum, and by the time the rum had already arrived, the rum in our room was already gone. Yeah. I went to I ended up we started drinking with two of the voice actors. Actually, one of them was the voice actor Riku from Kingdom of Hearts.
Cool.
So I was drinking with three voice actors and the guy who did the English translation for Fist of the North Star, and it led to some shenanigans in their room with somebody that. With Sin doing some stuff on their bed with another girl, which kind of disturbed the rest of us. Especially with the outfit she was wearing. But I saw worse things that night. So then we all moved over to the room party next door, which was my friend Melanie, who was one of the dancers at the rave. Found a new drink called Green Sea Turtle. There's a reason they call it the Green Sea Turtle. Because you mix so much stuff into it that the drink itself turns green. And also, it makes you feel like you're seasick. Yeah.
So basically it's like grog, almost?
Yeah. To make it, you put, you have to have Jaeger. Well, first you've got to get a red party cup. You put Jaeger in it. Then you put green apple vodka. And then you put spiced rum. And then what was that? The last ingredient. Spiced rum, Jaeger, green apple vodka. Something else you put into it. Honestly, there was other stuff he put in and we don't know what he put in it. But I remember that Jaeger, vodka, rum. And
well, when I turn 21, I know where not to go.
what was that? It was one of the important ones.
What did it look like?
It looked like alcohol.
Beer-colored vodka?
I already said the vodka. Oh. Rum, vodka, Jaeger, and it was something else, another very big drink as well.
Whiskey?
No.
Tequila?
Brandy. It was brandy.
I was about to say, let me open up my dad's.
Oh, wait, no, it was tequila. There's tequila in it. Yeah, that explains a lot. I drank the cup, went outside, threw up, and this is in the middle of playing Truth or Dare, and I got somebody to lick JR's nipple.
Yes.
JR does not remember that lick, because I asked about him in the morning, because he's staying in the room, was staying in the room with us. I was like, hey, JR, how'd you like that lick on your nipple? And he was like, what are you talking about? That never happened. You know it's a good night when JR doesn't remember what he did, or who. For that matter. So I went outside, threw up in the bushes, and I came back, and there's my friend Scott, who's a Deadpool cosplayer, sitting butt naked on the bed with three other guys. That was the second time I threw up that night. Yeah. Don't remember much about that. Well, I don't remember much about that night, but all I remember, it was fun, and my friend took me back to my room, and I woke up in the morning with a very simple phrase, and it went like this: how the fuck did I end up in my pajamas? I do not remember changing into my pajamas. So yeah, that was my day two. So Kashi, how was your day two?
Crazy. Let's see. Slept at 3 in the morning. Woke up at 6. Had to get ready for a photo shoot. And it was raining. We were kind of drizzling. And we were wearing white. After that, had to change into Kuro. Because I was running the panel.
Which I saw. It was fun.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It was fun, yeah. But personally, I hated it. There were so many things that went wrong. There were so many people I want to start complaining to. But I'm not going to get there. I'll get there after. But after the panel, I didn't expect it to rain so early. I knew it was going to rain, but I didn't expect it to rain so early. So I told everybody it was going to be outside, but if it's going to be raining, we're going to hold it in here. And then everybody thought it was outside, and then we kind of lost a lot of the crowd. who came to the panel. And it was kind of bad because I was running like crazy because I signed up for the masquerade. So I was thinking, oh crap, I gotta go back for the whole check-in thing that was for the masquerade. And I had to wrap it up early. I had to wrap up the gathering early. I mean, I felt really bad for a bunch of the people who were there. I know some people didn't even get their shot off, kind of thing. I got injured.
How?
During the gathering, but I got to I got injured. I don't remember what exactly happened, but I kind of fell on my bad arm and it went. So it was not a very nice.
No.
Yeah, it was kind of bad because I had Pac kind of help me, and I was all good after a while, but I had to end it early because I had to run to go change for the mask. And when I got out, it was starting to rain heavy. It was like pouring. And keep in mind, I was running this gathering. I had a laptop.
Ooh.
Thing is, we had one umbrella. And I was minutes. I was already running late. By the time I was supposed to be there around 1:30, I was thinking, okay, I'll probably be there at, what, like, 2? I'll be okay. So what happens is, I was like, here, take this. So I gave it to Pac and Bo-chan, and I just bolted back to the room in the rain. It was kind of really bad, because it's bad when you feel like grossness. Anyway, so I hurried back and it changed and whatnot. And by the time, and then I went to go for the whole previous interview thing or whatever for the masquerade. I was early, apparently, because a lot of people didn't show up, so I was like, ugh! But we had food and whatnot later on while I was waiting, and then I chilled for a bit before I started helping out with the masquerade setup. It was part of my staff work time that I had to do. Then I was waiting until the masquerade started. I was Cloud. The Crisis Core Cloud, by the way. And I was waiting, and I swear to God, it was so boring during the halftime show. After I went on the stage, off the stage, and waited. The halftime show was so boring. Oh my God. I mean, no offense to them, they were great, but it was boring.
You can only take so much of dancing.
Exactly. And then, I mean, I heard Tadao's speech before, kind of. Part of his story, I've heard it before. So I was like, oh, I already know this. Bah, senpai, you're boring. But anyway, they gave us food. That's all that mattered. They gave us food while we were waiting. Anyway. Ended up, during the masquerade, I was quite happy because I won 2 awards. And I was like, whee! And I was... But I was, like, dead tired.
You were, like, adorably happy during awards.
Okay, thing is, I know Dynasty Warriors, who was the huge group of fighters or whatever. They were really good.
Yeah.
Because I saw their costume actually up close. So I was like, oh, man. Obviously, they're gonna win because they're amazing. So, yeah. And then a few people I know who are actually good that won. And there's a few people I know... who shouldn't win, but I mean, I'm not the judge. I'm not one to say. I wasn't even paying attention to half of the awards they gave out, except during the Dynasty Warrior ones and the one for my friend Miles. But
Miles was awesome.
Yeah, Miles was awesome. But aside from that, oh hey, look, Bubbly's on my screen. Anyway, sorry. after that, I got back and I was like, sorry guys, I can't help you unpack. Take down the masquerade setup. I'm gonna have to head back because I got really tired. I mean, 3 hours of sleep here, guys. Yeah.
That and probably adrenaline rush wearing off.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because you're super happy. Anything? When something good happens for you, and you're so excited, you don't realize how much energy you're spending.
Exactly.
You just go.
It's like a cat on crack.
But,
like a cat on crack? Is that... Did I hear correctly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Said that right. It's a cat on crack. But,
it rhymed.
It's just... I got back, and then... I had a bowl of ramen. Then I passed out after a while. Because everybody kind of left, and I got bored, and... I was a bad chance. How about a chance? Anyways. We kind of fell asleep quite early. Didn't we sleep? Isn't it, like, sleeping with, like, 10 o'clock or 11 or something like that?
Yeah. I also had to sleep because I had to drive back the next day.
Oh, so did I. Gah.
My trip is 4 times as long as yours.
3. Well, 2.5.
How long did it take for you to get home?
2.5 hours.
Mine takes about 8.
Hey, shh.
So that's about 4.
Shh.
Asian who can't do math.
Shh. Anyways, so day 3.
What?
No, wait, what? Day 2. Sorry, going ahead of myself. Day 2. I don't remember what happened, but after I fell asleep. So, I remember I had a dream, but I don't remember what it was, so I guess.
It's all a blur.
Yes.
There was this dream, and it happened.
What is this dream? What are you talking about?
This dream thing.
It was an amazing dream, but I don't remember it. I would tell you if I did, but I don't, so.
It's part of your adventure.
It's probably an adventure, maybe. But yeah, that ended my day too.
Okay, Cloud.
My day 2. I spent the morning getting lost trying to find Sasso's panel. And then I spent another hour getting lost with Monica trying to find the makeup panel. That was so fun. We were walking around in the rain trying to find things. Well, the drizzle at that point. And that was Cloud Strife from Advent Children. Yay. With Zack's Buster Sword, though. And it ended up, like, I hate the fact that I had to do this, but it started raining pretty bad, and it came to the point where I had to use my Buster Sword as an umbrella. Yeah. Thankfully, it's full on wood, so it's easy to clean and take care of. But, so I'm walking to the convention center with my 15-pound sword held over my head, keeping the rain off me. And I went to the Final Fantasy Gathering, and it was drizzling, well, a little heavier than drizzle, but not rain per se.
Mm-hmm.
But, so one of the girls was completely frozen, and we all were huddling over under the pagoda for safety. And we took a few pictures, and then we all went on an adventure together around the convention. We went into the dealer's hall, went around there, got pictures and stuff. And then by then it was just me, a Pimpsint, her MC Hojo, and another Hojo. And then her MC Hojo had to run for a bit. So we went to the con suite and bashed on Hojo, bashed on us. And we made everybody laugh really hard. It was hilarious. And then what did I do? I went and got lost again with Pimpsint. And then we went and we hung out and we met some really popular Tumblr people. I can't remember who they are at this point in time. It's on my iPod somewhere. And then I went and I recorded at the Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And cheered. And then
videos will be up on our FanVibe YouTube soon, hopefully.
Hopefully. And then cheered for Kashi when Kashi got awards. Holy Jesus, there's okay. A cat above me.
Okay, here's the thing. When I was up there, someone called my name. I didn't know who it was. I just knew someone did.
That was probably from our group.
Okay.
Our group wondering. Was rooting for you. Even though we were guests, we kind of looked like fans.
Thank you, guys.
It was really awesome. And then, let's see here. I have a kitten now. And then, what else happened? It was pouring by then. Like, non-adulterated pouring rain. We didn't want to go outside. Ended up using my sword yet again as an umbrella. And then, went and hung out in the hotel room for a while with Sasso and others. Sasso and others. And there was a lot of shenanigans, and one part of it including gummy bears. And
them stuffing a sock down your pants.
That was hilarious. Just saying. They're like, nothing will fit, so we stuffed a sock down my pants. And then I ended up having to stick my gummy bears down my pants because they kept trying to steal them. Rami and you and my gummy bears.
Wow, that's pretty tame compared to what I went through.
Yeah, this is called a room full of girls. Yeah. And how old was the oldest of us?
I don't know. Sure.
At least you didn't have to share a bed with JR.
Notice how when you have a room full of girls, nothing happens. When you have a room full of guys, there's a bunch of guys drunk and don't remember half the shit they did.
Exactly. But wait, hey, we had fun. We did. And then we went to the... some of us went to the dance, the rave. And one part of the dance floor was empty, so Monica and I were doing flips and stuff, so that was fun. And then came back, worked on my statistics homework, took a shower, and went to sleep.
Are you done with day two, Chloe?
Yeah, that's my day two.
Okay.
Shenanigans.
Bo-chan, what was your day two?
Basically the same as Kashi's, except for a little bit in the middle. Like, after the photo shoot and after the panel and the gathering and stuff, while he was off frolicking with his masquerade buddies, my friends and I were just hanging out in the room because we're like, it's pouring. And I don't really we didn't really want to go anywhere. So we were eating in the room. When I get up, my friend got a call and it's Kashi, and he's like, yeah, I got my contacts. And I'm like, yeah, I knew this would happen. So I was sent on a mission to first of all find where the cosplay repair/con suite place was. I did not know how to get there. So I was walking all around and I was like, okay. And I see the so the con suite and the costume repair thing has sliding doors. And I was like they were locking up the door and I was running. I was like, no, let me in. And the lady was like, okay, fine, come in. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, by the way, the con suite was better than last year's. They actually had, real food this time. Last year at Kanji, I remember they had, rice and stuff, and that was it. Maybe it's because we got there late, but this year they had some really awesome stuff.
Food groups.
Yeah.
And they switched everything for, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, that was awesome. I only went for, lunch or whatever. But...
yeah, they had breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. It's awesome.
Ugh, I miss dessert. Sad face.
Yeah, they had brownies and stuff.
No.
You're tempting me to go make a root beer float downstairs.
I have Oreos. But anyway.
Oreos.
Yeah.
I had mud pie ice cream.
Aw, jealous. But yeah,
I have green tea ice cream. Beat that.
Mud pie has Irish coffee in it and liquor.
So after I help Kashi avert his crisis or whatever, JK. I went to go sit around watching people set up for the masquerade. Let me tell you, the lady who was in charge and one of the tech people were I don't know, they were butting heads, and that was
yeah
it's okay.
I was pressing, I noticed that, and I was only in there for a little while.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I do not want to see a brawl happen. It'd be funny, but
it would not. It would.
Yeah. All out war. After that, I left. Can't remember what I did, but then my friends and I got in line for the masquerade, and we went to see the masquerade, which was pretty cool. The halftime show thing was pretty awesome. It was really, really drawn out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they could have cut down, like, to half the... I mean, I understand they're trying to buy time for the judges and stuff, but 10 dances?
Okay, come on, guys. They're wobbling in my seat. Okay, seriously, you take an hour to judge.
I was sitting there in my seat going, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I had a potty break.
I didn't get one. I wanted one.
Yeah. There was just... Oh, you guys know the shortest of the dancers?
Yeah.
She was in all of them.
Yeah.
And she was like, by the end of it, she was just like, I'm ready to go home now.
You could tell after a while that she started looking around going, wait, what am I doing again?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, props to her for, like, doing 10 dances, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... And, like, the people who won awards were, like, you know, congrats to them. I felt like there were some who, like, I don't want to be mean to say they didn't deserve it, but I felt like
there was better.
There was somebody else who was, like, that much more deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how they judged or what the criteria was, what they were looking at or anything, but personally, there were some people who, yeah, shouldn't have been up there, but they were. So congrats to them and stuff. Yay. You know, better luck next time for the people who didn't win. Yeah. After that, I think I went back to the room and I crashed because I remember waking up really early that day because, yeah, for the photo shoot. So I was like, I need to drive back. So I need some sleep so I don't crash. And then I went to sleep.
Like me.
And Sasa, how was your day two?
My day two? Well, there was...
You want to talk about day two?
The fun parts. The
fun parts. Actually, day one was my worst day, so day two was pretty good. Woke up, got ready for my panel, went, it actually turned out better than the first time I had a panel. First time I had it was really shitty. We we fan-dubbed the manga. We had a whole bunch of people come up, and they were doing different voices. It was really great. I recorded all of it, and I can't wait to put it up for my podcast. .com.
Hey, no shameless plugs.
It's not shameless.
Then, what else? Well, it's all blurry to me. That con sucked.
Do you remember Mask?
I went to the Masquerade. Yeah, I remember that. Because I filmed it. But, then there were shenanigans at the room.
That you filmed?
That I filmed. which will someday find their way on YouTube.
Oh joy. glad I'm wearing a wig and glasses the whole way through.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, for your day two, I'm glad you were there to film for the panel. Cause someone who was at the who was putting tickets away knocked the camera down that I was filming with.
Oh.
And it stayed knocked down the entire panel. And I was like, ah! Yeah.
That's a fail.
Well,
so
did
I
know
you,
this person?
No, it was just some random person who came to came to our panel, the curl panel.
I'm still waiting for the video from my first panel at the Mayhole.
Try to think. There was, well, yeah, I filmed. I went to your panel and then I filmed that. which was right after ours. I wished that the film people that I made friends with were there that day, because they would have helped me with lighting and a whole bunch of other shit.
They were pretty cool.
Because the lighting, because once they turned the lights on, everything went to shit.
Oh.
In all honesty. But my camera could not comprehend the light that was it's like, what is this? Yeah!
You could have asked them to keep the lights low.
Didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Because the techs are there to, like, if you need something, they'll do it for you.
True. But anyway, that happened. Yeah. That was my day too. I didn't go to the dance. I was so done with that con by then. It wasn't more so the con, it was more so the hotel. I was so pissed. But
you're not the only one pissed at the hotel, believe me.
Every hotel was just kind of bleh.
I can't judge because that was my first time at that con, so yeah.
It kind of felt like the con didn't really care about our con, so they, like, scheduled a whole bunch of other stuff in there, and that took precedence over Kanji.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta find a home, at least, like, when at Anime Los Angeles, the Marriott has some respect. You know, and we're down there in our own little world.
Oh, insaneness.
The con hotel had no respect for cosplayers.
No.
I had that. And I was like, that is just kind of really messed up.
Now I remember. Yeah. Day two, in the evening when we were heading back from the rum party,
the maid service was very nice.
There was a whole bunch of guys, and they didn't really know about anime, and they were drunk off their ass, and they, one of them, this big black dude, is all of a sudden, he's like, so are you here for the animu and Chinese stuff?
Oh, I ran into that guy, too.
I ran into him, too.
I wanted to punch him in the face and let him drool on the sidewalk.
He kind of stared after a while when he saw the Buster Sword and walked the other way, but he did the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, if they're calling it animu and Chinese stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. He just doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's just when he's, like, slurring at you, you're like, okay, hi, go away.
The way that he said it, though, was really ticked me off.
Disrespectful?
Yeah. I was happy that my friend was there. My friend, who was Soyphone that weekend?
Yeah.
She was a good Soyphone. All the guys kept staring at her.
Well, yeah, because she has boobs.
That, too. But
I don't think they were staring at her. They were staring at the boobs.
Boobs.
I know, I was.
That's because you're huge. Wow.
You're very,
Because I'm single.
And you're you.
And I'm pretending I didn't hear that. But she had to like grab me and be like, no, we're going back to the room. Come on.
Oh wait, I know her, don't I?
She's pretty sweet.
She's pretty awesome, yeah.
Stop. Wait, I know her, don't I?
You met her at the con. And she went to the bonfire thing that we had.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I forgot I got an interview on day two. They were really funny.
Yeah, that was...
I knew what the Bernie was. The regular interview was day three. With the people you know.
Yeah. Which were supposed to help me film, but they got caught up in their own mess, so I'm not gonna bring that up.
This con was a whole mess, so it was awesome.
I'm just gonna say this, Anime Kanji has not found its home yet. In all honesty.
Oh, I hit a chandelier going up the stairs. I felt so bad.
I'm sorry.
Was the chandelier okay?
The chandelier was fine. It was more like I was freaked. And I was like, oh my god. And the Miku cosplayer was like, not Miku, the Rin? Wait, what's the blonde one? The girl blonde one.
Oh, yeah, Rin.
Rin. Oh, ha ha ha. There was a Rin cosplayer, and she's like, are you okay? You look a bit freaked. And I'm like, am I out of the way of the machine yet? This mechanical thingy.
Okay, so I guess we'll start in day 3.
Oh, I forgot to mention day 2, which might lead to my day 3 later. There was this guy that interrupted the Kuro gathering. Oh my god, I got so pissed at him, too.
What'd he do?
Conops let us stay here because obviously it was raining outside during the gathering, so we held it inside. Mm-hmm. They said, as long as you leave a walkway between and a walkway to go through on the side if they didn't want to go in between your pictures, you're okay. They mm-hmm. personally said that to us. This ass, right, walks out of the Conop room and said, oh yeah, you guys can't be here anymore. You guys just go. You know, he was being really rude, right? You know, this whole power trip thing going on, you know, just because you're staff. Yeah. I was like, okay, I don't care what you say. I mean, I got the okay to do this by more than one person. And not just that, I'm also on staff. I don't care who you are. I came up to him. I was like, hey, at least be, you know, nicer. You know, I stood up and I spoke up to his face. You know, he deserved what he got, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He was looking at me with like, who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Kind of look. You don't do that, mostly when I'm pissed off at someone. Yeah. So, no. That's a definite no. Mostly when you're on staff and you're doing that. If I wasn't on staff, you know, I would kind of be like, this con's already throwing me off if people are like this, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, that was also part of my day, too, during the Kuro gathering, which I didn't mention because I forgot. Anyways, back to you guys.
I got the I Survived the Zombie Apocalypse badge, because I'm going
to Okay, so, I'll start with day 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
Day 3, I woke up, ate breakfast, packed the card, and left. Oh. The end.
Sad day.
And then I drove to, then I somehow ended up in LA, because I think I stayed on the 5, and then around 4, I got home. The end. Oh yeah, I obtained 400 miles on 1 tank of gas.
The end.
The end. Oh, and just kidding, the end. Okay, Cloud?
Well, that day I started off as a sexy soldier Cloud for Sasso to do some Gambare stuff. And then I went to an interview, and then I changed into China, and by that time I was running off very little sleep and at least a pack and a half of Haichu. So I was rather hyper. So I was a very girly China. Yeah, I was very hyper. China
sounds
I was like
a girl anyway.
Yeah. And so I met up with my friend who was running blind dating for Hitalia. And I ended up getting chosen, and I went up there, and I'm sitting there, and I couldn't sit still in my seat. My feet were swinging, and I was just going back and forth and back and forth, and I answered the questions to the best of my ability, but by that time, I was, like, gone, like, way sugar high. And so my friend's like, and here's a very girly China, and I'm just like, hi, and I walked off. And then after that, we stuck around for a few more rounds of the dating game. I said bye to my friend, who was Prussia, and then we took a 2-hour trip back. And for some odd reason, when we were in the car, my friend's ear started bleeding. Thankfully, it was, like, within 3 minutes of my house, so I was just like, okay, it's, like, continuous bleeding, so I put pressure on it. We get to my house, and I'm like, Dad, come out with the first aid kit, because he's a scoutmaster, and then, like, fixed your ear, and that was my day. Oh, and I made us go the wrong way for a little while, because the freeway said we were heading the right way, then we weren't anymore. So we were a bit lost.
Wait, which friend's ear was bleeding?
Cat. Cat's ear started, like, just pouring blood, and I was like, oh my god.
My day-day?
Yes, your day-day. Cat's ear was...
Wait, which day-day? Like...
Jolteon. if that makes sense. She
crazy
cosplays Gojo.
My sister Day-Day.
Wait, I hope she's okay.
No, she's fine, no. It's just wounds on the head. Like, even if they're the ears, they bleed a lot. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I got pressure on it. So, eventually, it was pretty much done bleeding by the time we got her to my house. And my dad is a scoutmaster with a first aid thing.
Wait, why was Day-Day driving with you? Who's the story go with?
I was with my friend, my Asian friend, who is Soifon.
We drove
in our own car with another person.
Yeah, Kat drove me because I had school and she could pick me up after work.
And I wanted to get there early so we could get the press badges and also I could get the hotel and everything fixed up.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't go to the fan vibe panel because I had school.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, so fixed her ear, and then they left, and I dragged all my stuff inside, and cleaned my, I need to restyle my poor cloud wig, because it got wet.
Oh, I ran with a plastic bag on my head.
Well, I used my buster sword. I used my buster sword, but I had a photo shoot, and it was drizzling during the photo shoot, which made the pictures look really cool. But my wig started sliding back because it was getting wet and stuff. So, yeah. It looks pretty fine. It's just, it's bugging me because I want to restyle it.
Did you use Got to Be? Like,
no, I use Aussie Instafreeze. When that stuff gets wet, it actually works better. It's just the back end drooped a bit, so I want to fix it. Just because my OCD on my wig is going, make it look more realistic. And now it's
so Kashi, how did your day zero? I mean, day zero. God damn.
Are you sure you're not your
time?
I'm sure. How did your day three go?
Got up probably around 9. Packed everything. Was it 9 or 10? Sojin.
9.
Okay, so we got around 9. Packed everything. Checked out around 11. Went to con. I was Isaiah because he was super comfy and yeah. Kind of fell asleep in him. Most of him. Anyway, he was super comfy. Then let's see. I got emo. I don't know what I just did. Long story. Got emo. After that, it just hung out. Before that. Actually, before the hanging out part, I tried to hunt down that one guy that was being a dick yesterday at the Kuro gathering. I swear to God, I hunted him down. So I went back to ConOps to search for him, and then we finally found him, and he apologized, which is like, it felt gratifying, by the way, just because he was being a douche. And after that, I just hung out. Then, we went to Denny's after we hung out. Me and Bo-chan just hung out. And then I don't care about the rest of our friends. I was like, at that time, I was like, F you guys. I don't give a damn about you anymore. You can go die in a hole for all I care. Anyway, after that, we went to go have Denny's, which is real food for once. Real food. So, had Denny's. What did we do after Denny's? Did we stay and chatted for a while?
Well,
we chatted for a bit, and then we went. And then I went home, and all this good stuff, and everybody got home, and yeah. That was my day. Then it crashed.
Day for crashing.
Yeah.
Bo-chan.
Yeah, so we woke up at, like, 9, and we packed the car. And while we were, like, packing, the car started hailing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was painful.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we got the car packed, and then we were like, well, let's go back to con and, you know, give it one more sweep. And I guess to go get ribbons. Yeah. And then, like, I don't know. Kashi got into an argument with my friends, so we left to like let everybody cool down. And then we're like, hey, let's go out for, like, some food. Because throughout the whole con, we didn't really eat things that were terribly good for us. Not that Denny's is terribly good for you, but it's better than what we had. So we tried to find the Denny's. And we were following Kashi's GPS. And he took me in circles.
Okay, they wanted us to go on, like, whatever, the 8 North or whatever. And there was two of the same exit, but one was a south exit and the other, or the west, and the other was the east exit. And as I got on the east exit, they told me to go on the east exit. So it was they told me to go on this exit, but there were two of them, so I didn't know which one. So I just took a pick, right? And we went in a circle. And as I was trying to enter an on-ramp, I was like, crap, they're telling me to make this turn here as I'm going the other way. They're telling me to go straight as I'm making a turn. By the way, it was pretty bad. Stupid GPS. Fuck.
So yeah, so we found out that, like, it was taking us to the wrong Denny's or something, or another Denny's, a different Denny's, than the one we saw, and we're like, you know what, we'll just find our own way. So we eventually found the Denny's, and we actually got some food, and that made everyone happier. Yeah. And then...
Food makes people happy.
Yeah, it does. I know I get cranky when I don't get anything, so...
Same.
People who don't eat at a con are crazy. They will be super pissy at the end of it.
For serious.
I sometimes forget to. But I end up eating. I'm like, I should eat, so find some.
Me? Day 3? Well, let's see. We woke up in the morning, packed the car, went to the Resident Evil panel. That was fun. I got to meet the voice actress of Sheva, and she was really cool. Which, in turn, making friends with her, we were able to get a few... extra people on for the Gambare thing that were involved with Resident Evil. Like Wesker, DC Douglas. Oh, that was awesome. And then we, after the Resident Evil panel, we all decided it was time to head home because we were all tired and worn out and upset still. So, yeah, we left. That was my day 3.
Wow.
That pretty much wraps us up for this episode.
Bye-bye, people.
And, like, look forward to the episode 10 where we're at... God, I can't speak. When Payne finally learns how to read and speak English. Okay, that's getting edited out a lot.
Oh, why?
Because I can. Stay tuned in for the next episode where we will be talking about the... Mass Effect 3 and Ninja Storm Generations.
Hey, Mass Effect 3!
And any other new games that people have gotten that Tekken, they want to talk about.
I just want to talk about Skyrim.
Street Fighter versus Tekken thing.
Oh, I've seen that.
And maybe that too. And what did you say, Cloud?
I want to talk about, even though it's not new, Skyward Sword. It's fun.
Skyrim Sword? I've never heard of that. I know. I'm messing with you.
Oh, you butt face. I had no qualms.
And this is Fan Vibe, and we're signing out. And we're so tired, we're not going to do the normal sign out.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye. We love you.
We love yous.